This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Liz Halpern. Thousands of Afghans rushed into the tarmac of Kabul's international airport, some so desperate to escape the Taliban capture of their country that they held on to the American military jet as it took off and they plunged to death. U.S. officials said the chaos at the airport left at least seven people dead, according to the Associated Press. Now, U.S. President Joe Biden will return to the White House from Camp David on Monday to deliver remarks on Afghanistan. That is expected in the afternoon. In remarks at a U.N. Security Council meeting, Afghan Ambassador Ghulam Isakzai says people in the Afghan capital fear for their lives.
Kabul residents are reporting the Taliban have already started house-to-house searches in some neighborhoods, registering names and looking for people in their target list. There are already reports of target killings and looting in the city. Kabul residents are living in absolute fear right now.
The Taliban swept into Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani fled the nation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that the world is watching Afghanistan during these pivotal days. He called on the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. Haitians are searching for survivors and the dead in collapsed buildings following the powerful earthquake over the weekend. The search continues as hospitals overflow with patients. Officials have raised the death toll from Saturday's earthquake to at least 1,297, and the devastation could soon worsen. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. We continue to follow how the world is reacting to the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. India will help members of Afghanistan's tiny Sikh and Hindu community to come to India. That's according to the foreign ministry on Monday. Prime Minister Mario Draghi of Italy said on Monday that the country was committed to protecting all Afghan citizens who had assisted Rome's mission in the country. In a statement, Draghi added that Rome was working with European partners to find a solution to the crisis in Afghanistan, which would protect human rights, particularly those of women. Switzerland's last three development agency workers have been airlifted from Afghanistan on a U.S. military plane. That's according to the foreign ministry on Monday. The foreign ministry adding it is working hard to evacuate local personnel from Kabul. The three workers left the Afghan capital with members of staff from the German embassy and other international personnel for Doha in Qatar. Supporters of Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema celebrated on Monday after Hichilema was declared winner of the country's presidential election. Zambia's Electoral Commission said the candidate received a majority of the vote, avoiding a runoff election. Representatives of Hichilema's UPND alliance at Lusaka's Mulungushi Conference Center erupted in jubilation upon hearing the news, popping open champagne bottles and tossing a soccer ball. Political analysts say the contest was a referendum on outgoing President Edgar Lungu's leadership. They said the uneven enforcement of the Public Order Act, which regulates public gatherings, a clampdown on civil liberties and free speech, and the challenging economic conditions were some of the reasons for the president's defeat. The United States' largest wildfire in the northern area of California threatens thousands of homes. Firefighters across the West face a high danger of new blazes erupting because of unstable weather. Thunderstorms haven't produced much rain, instead whipping up high winds and dry lightning strikes across the northern Sierra. That's where 6,000 firefighters are trying to contain the Old Dixie Fire amid extreme heat with temperatures topping 100 degrees. More than 100 large wildfires are burning in more than a dozen states across the West. The region is being seared by drought and bone-dry weather that has turned forests, brushlands, meadows, and pastures into tinder. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.